Welcome to Groundhog Day. Sometimes when I sit down to collect my thoughts on a Sunday evening, I lose the will to live. What an unmitigated mess this province is in. We're meshed in a political standoff, only the latest of many. We've ground to a standstill. We're poverty-stricken, not just financially, but a poverty of ideas, of imagination, poverty of compromise, of long-term thinking, poverty even of pragmatism. Stormont, totally dysfunctional, an embarrassment to the electorate, notable only for its ridiculous posturing. Perhaps it's time to face the bitter truth. There's no political will to make power-sharing work. One wonders, was there ever? Consequently, everything's on hold, so we can theorise about development here till the cows come home. Surely we've exhausted the patience and worn out the goodwill of prospective investors. What large-scale body would want to locate their business here in such a climate of instability? What parent would enrol their student offspring in a university that's abolishing whole faculties and shifting others about in an exercise akin to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic? Ironic that all this should happen just as the long-awaited Fort George site comes on stream. It's advertised for, quote, mixed development to include residential, office, employment and education uses, retail, cafes, bars and restaurants. Oh, we really need more empty offices, more cafes, bars and restaurants when those we have barely break even. On a plot where the Millennium Forum ought to have been sited, or the Brandywell Stadium relocated, or the new Foyle and Londonderry College built. If Fort George takes as long to develop as Ebrington, I won't live to see it. We don't need any more service industries here. We need the manufacture of saleable goods. Rant over. Let's turn to the only asset we've left, the people of Derry. How heartwarming it was to see them, with their legendary record of generosity, rally to express their sympathy with the plight of Syrian refugees. But a wave of spontaneous emotion doesn't solve practicalities. We have 1,000 homeless of our own here. A housing executive waiting list of 4,000, the highest unemployment rate in the British Isles, and a poor track record in the treatment of immigrants of a different race, colour or creed. Should they choose to come, how many could we absorb before the milk of human kindness turned sour? But I've depressed you long enough. I don't want to be the first to make indecently early mention of Christmas, but a local paper has preempted me. On Thursday last, the 10th of September, a mere 3 months, 2 weeks and 1 day in advance, it carried 10 consecutive pages of Christmas advertisements and features, including useful tips on party dressing, party hair and beauty, party games, even salutary advice on how to behave at the staff do. All, no doubt, to assuage our disappointment that there's to be no Christmas market this year. Let's face it, we don't have the climate or the economy for an outdoor market here in December. Guildhall Square was wet, windy, founderingly cold and overpriced. Ebrington was wet, windy, positively Baltic, overpriced and isolated. The licensed Spiegel tent was the only thing that made a profit, and that was mostly from people sheltering from the rain. Next month's meeting of the Council's Business and Culture Committee will outline a number of options to replace the Christmas market. Suggestion from this ratepayer: could you make them indoor, central and cheap?